Kiss and Tell, podcasturile Kiss FM.
Doamnelor și domnilor, fete și băieți, bine ați venit! Da, mi-era dor să fac interviuri de la festival, de la spectacol. N-am mai făcut de asta toamnă, deci vă rog să aveți puțină răbdare cu subsemnatul. Avem, evident, un super oaspete. Este the main artist, the headliner, dacă pot să zic așa, la acest eveniment caritabil despre care deja toată lumea știe, We Are One by Saga Festival. I want to welcome Armin van Buuren!
Hey, what's up?
How are you, my friend? First of all, welcome to Romania. Thank you so much for being here and joining us in making this event possible. I want to ask you first, considering what's going on around us, how are you? How do you feel? And how do you feel about what's happening here today?
I think it's beautiful what's happening right now. I understand that this event was not even planned 7 days ago. I think a lot of TV stations and radio stations in Romania are coming together to show that urgent help is needed. We did something similar in the Netherlands on Monday, and we raised more than 100 million euros for the Red Cross to help the victims of this terrible war. So I'm super proud to see Romania doing this. It's so much needed, you know. There's even refugees from Ukraine right now in the audience, what I understand, and it's very, very much needed that we are one right now. We show the world that aggression is never the solution to any problem.
What was your initial thoughts, your initial reaction when you heard about the event and when they called you and asked you to join the event? And also, because you mentioned what's going on right now and that we are in a crisis, basically, and of course we enjoy the silence around us and the peace around us, at least here. I want to ask you, when it's about a crisis, no matter how small or big crisis in your life, who is helping you to overcome that crisis?
My higher power is helping me to overcome every crisis, you know. I'm not religious, but I do believe in a higher power. I believe in the fact that everything will be okay if you're honest and if you're trying to be a good person, and that's also why I'm here. I want to show the world that I do really care about the refugees from the Ukraine. I'm really concerned about everything that's going on there right now, but particularly about all the people that are crossing your borders and that are coming to Europe to seek refuge. It's like, it's 2022. I never thought that we would ever be in a situation like this. And again, you know, it's so important that we show that we are one against aggression and we are one against war, because war is never the solution to a better world.
Okay, tell me then, because I asked you about the, let's say, a crisis. If you meet a crisis in your life, tell me what helps you to overcome a bad moment, for instance. Let's say at this point, looking around and seeing what's going on, what helps you to stay positive and to think about future in a positive way?
What helps me personally is I never try to react. If something bad happens to me, or I get a nasty email, or if I get in a fight with my wife or something, I never try to respond immediately. The first thing I do is I take a pause. I step away. I remove myself from the situation. I don't send the reply instantly to the email. Then I step into my own shoes. I try to look at my emotion, what is going on, why do I feel like this, and maybe try to relax a little bit. Then I try to step in the other person's shoes. You know, why is this person reacting to me like in an aggressive way, or is this person, you know, being so aggressive? And then I try to find the middle ground. You know, try to understand the other person's view. But I never use violence. You know, I maybe I'm in the moment, I can be a little angry, but if I remove myself and I take a breath and I relax, then that's usually for me the way to feel better about the situation, if that answers your question.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, the violence is the result of, let's say, people who don't understand life properly. Tell me, please, which track of yours is suited for this concert tonight? And for the situation around us right now, a track from Europe.
I have a very special intro that you will hear. I made a track especially for this show tonight with a very clear message about how important it is to stand together against aggression, and how important it is to be one right now. I strongly support the message, and I strongly support this whole event, because I think the world really needs us right now. You have to show character right now. You have to see that you care about the world and that you say that aggression is never the solution to a better world.
Will you stay for the entire event, or as I know, you need to fly to fly away?
Initially, tonight, I planned an event in Poland, State of Trance 1000, to celebrate my radio show. But it didn't feel good to do a celebration like that in Poland right now, especially with the current crisis. But it also didn't feel good to cancel the event, because there's many people in Poland right now. There's a big crisis in Poland because of all the refugees coming from Ukraine. So we decided to change the event and change it into Dance for Ukraine. You can see it in my t-shirt. This is going to be the hashtag. We're going to be doing a live stream. We're going to be generating money, stateoftrance.com/donate. The money goes directly to the Red Cross. No, anything in between. We want to help the refugees from the Ukraine. We want to help the people in Poland. Try to maybe boost the morale a little bit by saying Dance for Ukraine. We can do nothing. I can't stop this war from happening right now as much as I want to. But we can dance for Ukraine. We can show the world that we are united. We can show the people that we care about what's happening. We care about the people coming from Ukraine, and we want this war to stop. I'll be back in Romania this summer, finally.
You mentioned the event in Poland, and we were all thinking that this pandemic is almost over. We'll get back to our normal life. We'll go to the festival. We'll enjoy the life again. As you can see here on the arena, everybody is into this show, because people are hungry for shows. People are hungry to get back to normal, and this came up. And for the end, please give us a message for the Romanian people, considering the current situation, and for the refugees that are probably here on the arena. As far as I know, anyone from Ukraine has free entrance here, and there might be a lot of people right now coming from Ukraine and joining this show tonight.
Okay, lovely people from Romania, lovely people from Ukraine. I think we are here together in a sad moment, because the world is on fire, and we are all shocked about what's happening. I'm also thinking about all the people in Russia who don't want this war, who are against it. It's important that we stand together and show to the world that war is never a solution to a better world. We have to come together, raise money for those people who are in urgent need. They need our help right now. And I understand there's no other that it's important that I'm here. I can't stop this war, but I can dance together with you for Ukraine. We can show our forces together, and it's so important that we are one right now in the world and show, speak up against violence in any way. It's never a solution.
Kiss and Tell, podcasturile Kiss FM.